from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get back to the conversation about Rob Thompson in a second. By the way, guys, before we get to Mount Rushmore, did you notice that when Ike pointed out that Jeff Sanilato, who's our SVP of programming here, was in the other room, he was like, Jeff is here. All we did was turn up the inappropriate jokes for the next 8 minutes.
Yeah.
We're basically like challenging him.
We're red light players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See just how much we can make him squirm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
My problem was,
yeah,
couldn't tell if he was laughing.
I think he was laughing.
He was laughing
over there. Yeah, I think he was laughing.
Well, don't worry. You're the first one to go.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Appreciate it. Because you guys got 10 years together. I know. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was in the guy's wedding. How do you think you're surviving over me?
Yeah, I know.
He's like Reese.
And he's like Reese. No, it's fair.
Yeah.
No, I hope you guys like Buzz.
All right, let's do a Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
That's so fast the way you said it too.
Like, man, I was joking. Either we all go or we all stay.
Yes. Either we all stay or maybe Jack
maybe
goes.
Maybe Jack just goes. Yeah. Names off the show and leaves.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Kim Ha!
Time for Mount Rush 4.
That was inadvertent.
I can't wait till Mount Rushmore week next year, by the way. Next
Me too.
Year. And we have discussed internally a station trip to Mount Rushmore. So
that's going
to
be expensive.
If you would like for us, if you would like to come, you know, on the trip, we're thinking about it. So here is my Mount Rush 4 of places where people are completely disrespectful to each other.
Let's go.
So I'll tell you where this comes from with the first one.
Okay.
And it is movie theaters.
I knew it. As you're one of the few moviegoers still.
I love going to movies.
Yeah.
Love it. So Friday night, and it's gotten worse and worse over the years. And I did not complain, and I will explain why. But Friday night, my wife and I, now we are not 10 p.m. movie people, but I wanted to see Alien Romulus in IMAX this past weekend, opening weekend. It was the only time to do it.
Okay.
So we go to a 10 p.m. movie. In the 10 p.m. movie, family of five behind us, three children under 10 years old, at Alien Romulus at 10 p.m. So the getting up and changing seats every 2 minutes, crying that they're scared. It's an alien movie! Of course
what
they're
scared. What was it rated?
It was R.
Okay, that's bad.
Oh, it was rated R?
Yes, and the kids are, and the parents are like, the mother's getting up and getting snacks every 15 minutes. What kind of money do you have to get movie theater snacks every 15 minutes?
You are a jet-ass lunatic.
And the dad brings out his cell phone, turns on the flashlight of the cell phone mid-movie.
That was behind you, though.
Behind us. Okay. The guy next to us has his cell phone. He's texting the whole time. Oh, also, man, looking at apps. I see. Now, Val, my wife, hates when I get agitated in movies. Yeah. It happens all. I see her shift her body in a way so I can't see the guy.
Right.
So afterwards, she was like, yeah, I tried to move my body so you couldn't see the guy with the cell phone. I was like, I know what you did. But I saw him.
Meanwhile, you got like a radar going on so you can see everything.
Unruly
Why
teens.
Why can't you just watch the movie?
Unruly teens in
they
the back.
They were behind you.
Noisy, unruly teens, but they kept kicking my chair, and they're noisy.
The chair is a no-no.
Yeah. Teens are not 10 and under.
No, I'm talking about in the back of the theater, there are unruly teens running up and down the stairs the whole movie.
Okay.
And the only reason I didn't tell anyone is because, A, I feel bad for the movie theater employees that are going to have to deal with it. Second, if the entire theater is misbehaving besides me, maybe I'm the problem, right? Like, what are they going to do, tell everyone to shut up? I just can't believe that they put a screen up before the movie starts with a video. It's like, you know what? Don't talk. Don't text. Don't post. Don't do any of these things. And then as soon as the movie starts, everyone's doing all of them. The theater IMAX tickets, Ike, are $20.35 each.
Yeah.
There's two tickets with the fees is $50.
Oh, yeah.
Then two sodas is another $10. I'm spending $70. You can't shut up. Okay, so number one is movie theaters.
That used to be a cheap date.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay. Number two on the Mount Rushmore of places that people are disrespectful to each other is parking lots and parking garages. The people that park sort of not even taking up two spots, but just enough so you can't park in the other spot. Also, you see what I'm saying?
Ooh,
if they had just moved over a foot and a half, and not for nothing, but our garage here, people flying down the ramps, obviously not looking at the mirrors up on the thing. Oh, it's you, Fritz.
Wouldn't know anything about the garage.
Okay. Oh, right. You don't park there anymore.
Yes.
Well, I park there. And I'm telling you, people are... And park. I was at the mall yesterday or Saturday afternoon, and people parked right on the edge of their spot, so you can't... flying around corners, parking lots, and parking garages. People are disrespectful.
Well, especially when you're trying to leave a game or leave a concert. I mean, everyone turns into like the biggest D in the world.
Yes, won't let somebody in. Look, we're all trying to get to the same spot.
Yeah, we all get it.
We're all trying to get out of here.
I would say the car was the original keyboard warrior.
Yes.
Where you felt like you could say whatever you wanted and not get in trouble.
Yeah,
but... Now
I'm not scared anymore.
Yeah. All right. Number three in the Mount Rushmore of places that people are disrespectful to each other is crosswalks.
I
take long walks every morning. If there's a crosswalk there and I'm standing at it, you got to stop. But people don't stop and they don't let me pass. And you know what I do? I point at the crosswalk and I look at them disrespectfully.
But are you being disrespectful?
They're being disrespectful.
Yeah, you do the whole...
Yes, point at the crosswalk. Sometimes I do this. I know people can't see it. I give them the what are you doing?
Yeah.
Shrug.
It would make a scene, yep.
Yeah, I try to make a scene. That's what the crosswalk is there for, is for me to be able to cross the street.
Now...
People are disrespectful. Oh, no.
Well...
Okay.
You have somewhat of a point here.
Yeah, but...
But... You know, you pedestrians, man.
Move faster.
Yeah, you out here like you own the streets. You know, I'm out here trying to get on the expressway over here. I mean, are we serious?
Yes.
Does everybody have to be a tortoise walking across the street?
Yes.
Looking at the phone?
Well, looking at the phone.
How about get off the phone and get across the street?
I agree with you. You're talking about making the left off the Chestnut Street
bridge. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think this is what you owe the cars as a pedestrian. You owe them the I'm hurrying shuffle, which is not a full walk.
Yeah, I don't need you to take off in a sprint, but let's go.
I'm acknowledging.
Well, but a little hustle is appreciated.
Oh, right here too at the corner of Market.
No,
where you got to make the right on the Market.
Oh my God. You need to get onto 676.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes. Here's what you owe them this. You owe them the.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm hustling.
Yeah, I'm
even
getting
though,
across, yes.
Yeah, even though I'm walking probably about the same, I look like I'm hustling. Just look like you're hustling.
Yes.
Okay.
My goodness.
It's disrespectful on both sides.
Yes.
And then the final on the Mount Rushmore of places that people are disrespectful to each other. I've talked about airplanes before, but airports are the true center of disrespect. First of all, do not put your carry-on on a seat at the gate. I got to sit there. You know, there's tons of people standing up because you put your carry-on, you put your bag on a seat. Mm-hmm. Disrespectful. Mm-hmm. They eat like animals. I'm trying not to be grossed out over here. Meanwhile, you got your bagel with jalapeno cheddar and whatever the hell else on and a slice of pizza. You don't need both of those. If people look like pigs. They're disrespectful. They butt in front of you. Airports, places that people are disrespectful.
People are angry at airports mostly.
I'm usually angry at the airport too, man.
Yeah. But also, I know it's a hard job.
Yeah.
The employees sometimes set the tone too.
That's true.
You're talking about TSA?
Sometimes. Like sometimes when I'm trying to get my bag, like I don't know all the rules, you know. It's like, get your bag on, like relax. I know it's 6:30 in the morning. Like I don't need to be yelled at. Can we take it down a notch?
Still scarred from one time we went to the airport.
Well, it was the last time we flew. She's fired up at 6 in the morning. Like, take a deep breath here, okay? Like we're all trying to go in the same place.
Well, when I'm walking through, so I have TSA pre-check now. Do you have that?
None of us have TSA.
None of us fly as much as you.
I'm telling you, if you fly two times a year, TSA pre-check is worth it. It's $70 for like 4 years.
Yeah.
You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your belt off. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag.
Okay.
You get a separate line when you're
I see that separate line. I'm sometimes jealous.
It is.
It takes Ike's a slow adapter. You know, like.
Yeah, you know I'm not doing it right now. Yeah. Still give me another year. I'll be on TSA.
What?
Still an AOL.
Pre-check.
Yeah. Easy pass. You just got a year
ago. Yeah, AOL is staying forever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm locked into that one.
It's one of the rules of being a radio host is having an AOL email address, actually. Yeah.
Angelo.
Angelo. A boomer, I think, has
I'm in a great company then.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Evan Roberts in New York also had AOL.
Really?
Yes. A lot of AOLs.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy.
There's nothing to brag about.
And just a recommendation to you two, the TSA pre-check will take you an hour in real life to get done. You have to go to this place where they fingerprint or whatever, but saves you. Yeah, because they got to make sure you're not a terrorist.
No, there's no way I'll get TSA pre-checked in. I got to go somewhere for an hour?
Well, you got to get there, wait in line for a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A separate trip? I got to take a separate trip
just
to the airport?
One time. You
just go early.
You don't even have to go to the airport. They have offices all over the place.
I mean, I can do it. Can I do it the day I'm flying?
No. So you do. Here's the thing. It's not for every trip. It's only one time. You do it one time, then you have TSA pre-check for 4 years or something. 3 years.
No, I mean, can I do it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happen to be flying, can I go to the airport early and do it?
I think they have one at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make a separate trip to the airport, man.
It just saves time. I told my wife, who doesn't have it, I was like, look, if you don't get it by the next time we fly.
Because you don't want to leave her.
I'm not waiting on that.
You have to wait in line with her.
Nah. She can. I've warned her for years. Years. I was like, I am
I
not.
Know exactly where that was going.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not waiting in that line. Yeah. All right. There we go. There is your Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Let's see. What do we got here? Do you trust Rob Thompson? Mm-mm. 64% say yes. 36% say no. 215-592-9494. Tom and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What up, Tom?
Hello, guys. How are you this afternoon?
What up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
So I'm with you, Spike, on the Thompson issue. You know, we don't know what's going on in these clubhouses. You know, Harper could have had something personal going on. You just don't know. So you got to give the guy the benefit of doubt, in my opinion, because we don't know.
I do think, do we think that
Topper's... Well, I mean, Topper would have said if there was something
bad.
Bad. He just said he wanted to get him off his feet.
Not necessarily. If something was private at home, say, he wouldn't.
Could have been a nagging thing.
Well, yeah,
I
don't expect him to go into details of what's going on if something is going on away from the game.
Look, yeah, Bryce was trying to cross the street on a crosswalk.
Got hit.
And somebody
right,
did not.
Somebody ran through the light.
Yeah, did not give
it
the right
Kelly
way.
It was Kelly Oubre.
Yep. Yes. And he's furious, you know. We just thought he needed a day to settle down. He went to the movies. He went to see L.A. and Romulus. There was a family of five behind him. Yeah. I do agree. Do you think, all right, question based on this, Tom, and then we'll get your fantasy football thing. Does the show agree that Rob Thompson has earned the benefit of the doubt in decisions like this or no?
Yes, for the most part, yes.
You know?
Yes, yes. I would say he's earned the lead way in the rope. Yes, I totally agree with that. But it doesn't mean that we don't get to question some of the things he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think some of it is that there is part of we can judge. We can make judges on, we can judge lineup construction, we can judge, did the strategic decisions, but I think it is very, and by the way, not every manager would get benefit of the doubt on things like this.
No, he's earned it.
It does seem like he's earned it.
See, I didn't see the game yesterday, so maybe if I would have seen the game, maybe I would feel differently.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's too many games, you know.
Yeah, you can't watch every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my point, too, with, you know, the guys need a break every now and then.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
162 games, man. That's a lot of games.
Yes, yeah, baseball. I keep telling Jack this.
Don't freak out. It's just baseball.
It's just baseball. Jack, do you think Rob Thompson has earned the benefit of the doubt in situations like this?
Yeah, I trust him.
Even though you don't this one.
On this one, I don't agree with him.
Okay.
But
right, yeah.
I will say, it was interesting. I thought Harper was wearing tape around his wrist on Saturday. So I didn't know if maybe there's something injury related that he wanted to get him off his feet for a day. Besides a possible crosswalk situation.
Yeah, or a movie situation.
Or a movie situation.
Romulus.
Like he did have his hand wrapped, which I thought was interesting.
Tom, tell us why you think you should be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Well, first of all, right here, I'm a uniter. I brought the entire show together on an issue.
That's actually a good point.
You are a uniter.
Yeah, okay.
Secondly, I've never played fantasy football, baseball. I have no idea what I'm doing. I want to be
a first-timesman.
Yeah.
I want to be in it for the last, for the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And if we have, is there a draft where everybody gets together in the same room?
Yeah.
That is a must. You must attend the draft.
Yep.
I will hook up everybody with food.
Well, depending on won't be needed.
Oh, it won't be needed.
It's a nice gesture.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nice gesture.
Yeah. I could have done the food.
Yeah.
But I like to sit around, break, you know,
stones,
things that men have.
Yeah.
And, you know, just have a good time and then have some camaraderie and just relax and enjoy the football season.
Tom, thank you for the reasoning. I like the first-timer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has never played fantasy sports. That's pretty wild.
I like the chemistry angle.
Yes, that he brought us together.
He brings everyone together.
He did. He ended the show topic. We all agree.
He's a uniter.
We all agree, yeah. So here's a big thing we need to discuss for the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League is that Jack was previously the commissioner, and now Jack is going to compete, so we need a new commissioner.
Oh, Commissioner Goodell, huh?
Yeah, so Jack, now, it's well known. I think Jack was a bad commissioner. Didn't even know who won the league last year.
I found out, though.
Okay. Jack.
Well, it's not, again, I would say didn't do anything with being the commissioner outside of draft weekend.
She didn't do anything.
No.
Don't you have to judge whether trades are legal and stuff?
Yeah, or? I put them through.
Oh, you just put all the trades
through. Yes, he sees everything.
Okay.
Yes.
So but I wasn't putting extra effort into being the commissioner.
Is there anyone at the station that you think would be able to step up to the what's the word I'm looking for? Step up
challenge?
To the challenge, the responsibility of being the afternoon show fantasy football league commissioner? Or we think somebody like Francisco Rojas is up to the...
No.
Okay.
That was my first thought, though.
That was a quick no.
No?
Have you seen his body of work in the top five?
He lives in Delco.
He does. He lives close to where we're going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, he said he would stop by, I think.
You know what? He's working it.
You got to kind of have a commissioner that's going to be invested in, like they want to do it.
Yes. Do we think Fran's one of those
guys? I think Fran would want to do it.
Okay.
See, Buzz may feel like he's too good to be doing a commissioner and not actually participating.
Wow. Well, he would be wrong.
Big old swing and a miss.
Yeah, it'd be a complete misjudgment of himself if he thinks he's too good for it. You were doing it last year, Jack. Yes.
Multiple years.
Yes.
Yes. It's someone else who thought they were too good to be doing
with
it.
With a heavy heart, it seems like I have to play this year.
Yeah. What about that? What about Danny? What about kid Danny?
Oh, Danny Ryan. I think Danny Ryan would be, like, he would, you know, chomp at the bit.
Yeah, I like Danny.
I'm a Danny's man.
Danny works hard. When I've gotten intense with Danny at Chickie's, he handles it well.
That's important, too.
Yes.
Unlike Fran, who gets a little frazzled.
He gets very frazzled.
Yeah.
You know, he almost didn't have a mic working the other day. And I was like, why don't we test these things?
Yeah.
That's all I got to do.
And it used to be me that they were worried about. Now it's you. Yeah, now it's you.
You're off the. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, they don't even worry about me yelling. It's more or less. Oh, I hope Spike doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Do we have any other options?
Tom Kelly.
Does Tom Kelly even want to be the commissioner?
Good pub for him.
Nah, he doesn't. He doesn't want to be.
Look how dismissive that face was.
He's like, who do you think I am? Who do you think I am?
I don't have time to be your commissioner.
Yeah.
Well, he has plenty of time. What are you talking about? He's got time.
Ava.
Whoa.
I don't think so.
No, we love Ava Bush.
We don't need any more on Ava's plate.
Okay. Yeah, Ava's got a lot on her plate.
She does.
Got a lot on her plate.
I mean, Rod is addicted to fantasy sports.
He is. He ordered me to be in two different fantasy football leagues.
It was non-negotible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that guy put his foot down on anything.
Yes.
Except you being in the fantasy league.
Yeah. I looked up and I was like, do I have to be in the station one too? He's like, yes.
Yep.
It's like, all right. Well, then Ike jumped right on me. Are you in or are you out? I was like, all right, guys.
Well, because I was told I have to be in it.
Okay.
I tried to get out of it.
We all try to get out of it.
Okay. All right.
Mike Angelina?
Angelina's
great.
Well,
he's already commissioner.
But he's already commissioner of the other one.
You want him to commission both?
Does
he want to commission both?
No, I don't think
so. What about Tucker? As long as the trades happen before 3:30.
Right. Anything after 2, Tucker's pretty much lost.
Well, yeah.
Tucker would be interesting. Because once we get upset about something, he's definitely not going to care.
Yeah. Well, he is a football guy, though, I would say, Tucker. He's very much a football guy. All right. We have to think this over. We have to decide this.
He followed Matt Rule all the way to Carolina.
Is he a Matt Rule guy?
It was shameful.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone more worked up about Temple football in my life. Even Temple football is like, all right, calm down, Tucker.
I don't think if there's anybody else in the station. I'll keep thinking about it. What about Solano?
He'd be real good for it.
Yeah. There's just somebody you'd have to want to deal with every trade. I'm sure it'd be make it real easy on everyone.
Hey, right. He's not passing any trades through there.
No, you kidding? We'd all quit midway through the season. All right.
Broads?
Up next,
what about Broads?
I love Broads.
See, Broads might be my pick. Doing weekly recap videos?
Oh, I would love that. Doing it in his full Broads voice. We get in the full Broadsman.
Hold on. Isn't Wade our recap guy?
Yeah.
Not that Wade.
Yeah, the other Wade
from Chester.
Yeah, not that Wade from Chester.
Oh, there's another Wade?
Well, not OG Wade.
Not OG. The other Wade.
The other Wade from Chester. Yes.
The Wade that we know is Wade from Chester.
Yes.
Yes. The executive producer of the show.
Oh.
Yes. He actually keeps track of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
He doesn't call very often, but he knows everything.
Do we combo him and Broads and make them co-commissioners?
Maybe.
If Broads is interested,
Broads have to call in and do the recaps too.
That's fine.
Okay.
Broads would do it. Yeah, he'd give us like a 60-second full, you know, full 60 seconds, bros, to give us.
That's not trying to do.
Yeah. Set it right up. All right. What do the following... Now, we will find this out next. What do the following quarterbacks have in common that Jalen Hurts does not have in common?
Oh, man. Patrick, here we go.
Patrick Mahomes.
That hammer is real, for real.
Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, Caleb Williams, all have something in common that Jalen Hurts does not have.
Even Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
Wow. He hasn't even played yet.
We'll find out next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.